And Jesus said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." Hello again. On this feast of St. Andrew, the Apostle, we have a gospel which relates how Jesus called Andrew and Peter to be fishers of men. I should note that my brother Fran and I have for many years been living a similar call of the brothers Andrew and Peter, since we too are companions of Jesus. We are both Jesuits. Being biological brothers certainly has helped our respective and shared vocation journeys, as I imagine it helped Andrew and Peter. Peter, of course, is more widely known than Andrew. At the same time, Andrew played a significant role as one of the 12 apostles. In the New Testament, Andrew is mentioned 13 times, with John's gospel highlighting Andrew's role more than the other gospels. For instance, the Gospel of John states that Andrew was a disciple of John the Baptist, whose testimony first led him and another unnamed disciple of John the Baptist to follow Jesus. Andrew at once recognized Jesus as the Messiah and hastened to introduce him to his brother Peter. In this respect, the Byzantine Church honors Andrew with the name Protolekitos, which means the first called. Parenthetically, some years ago, while visiting the Taizé community in France, I met a group of women religious living there. The name of their community is the Sisters of St. Andrew. When I inquired as to the reason for their name, the sisters said simply that, like Andrew, they were called to introduce people to Jesus. Besides Andrew's presence in the New Testament, he has a significant place in the Christian tradition. Eusebius, one of the ancient church fathers, in his church history, quoted Origen as saying that Andrew preached in Central Asia and along the Black Sea and the Dnieper River as far as Kiev. From there he traveled to Novgorod, located in western Russia. Both the Byzantine and Ukrainian churches have, on the basis of this tradition, associated the origins of Christianity with his name. The Kiev Church Council of 1621, for instance, recognized St. Andrew as the Rosky Apostol, the Apostle of the Rus, that is, of the Russians, and St. Andrew's Church was later built in Kiev in his honor. Hence, Andrew became a patron saint of Ukraine, Romania, and Russia. Moreover, according to Hippolytus of Rome, Andrew preached in the Balkans. According to tradition, he founded the see of Byzantium, later Constantinople, in AD 38, instilling Zacchaeus as bishop. This diocese became the seat of the Patriarchate of Constantinople in 451. Doesn't it seem appropriate to honor this saint, who is both the patron saint of the Ukraine and of Russia, during these dark days for both nations? Andrew is said to have been martyred by crucifixion at the city of Patras in western Greece in AD 60. Early texts describe Andrew as bound, not nailed, to a Latin cross of the kind on which Jesus is said to have been crucified. Yet, a tradition developed that Andrew had been crucified on a cross of the form called Crux de Cossata, that is, X-shaped cross, or Satyre, now commonly known as St. Andrew's Cross, supposedly at his own request, as he deemed himself unworthy to be crucified on the same type of cross as Jesus had been. The iconography of the martyrdom of Andrew, showing him bound to an X-shaped cross, does not appear to have been standardized until the later Middle Ages. A link showing the picture of the St. Andrew's cross is next to the homily link. Certainly, St. Andrew figures prominently in the life of Jesus of Nazareth and in spreading the good news of the risen Jesus Christ. At considerable risk and with immense courage and creativity, Andrew did indeed become a fisher of men and women for Jesus Christ. Allow me to conclude by returning to the gospel where Jesus calls Andrew and Peter to be fishers of men. Everyone enjoys a fish story, and I might have one. Over the past year, I've taken up fishing on the Cornisig River in Centerville, Maryland. Often on Thursdays, my day off, I find myself basking on a boat deck, accompanied by only ospreys, turkey hawks, crows, and even an occasional eagle. It makes for a picturesque scene. One day last summer, I was out on the dock with my older brother, Fran, the Jesuit. Suddenly, I felt a bite on my rod, and I sensed that it was a catfish, and so I started reeling it in. As I did so, I yelled to my brother to help Fran quickly grab the fishing net. For some exciting seconds, I gauged in a fierce battle with the catfish, reeling and releasing, slowly but steadily. And then it happened. Through the line, I no longer felt I had the fish. And at the same time, my brother called out, "Kevin, stop, stop." As I did so, I noticed that the foothook, which had only seconds ago been in the catfish's mouth, was now on my brother's long sleeve shirt. It is hard to believe, but yes, I had caught my brother. And by so doing, fulfilled Jesus' word that as a disciple, someday, I would be catching men.